If you want to be more involved with the Nonprofit Nook, we now have a Facebook community for listeners where you can help shape the podcast. You can suggest episode topics, answer polls, recommend speakers, and join the conversation with other nonprofit leaders who truly get it. Just search the Nonprofit Nook community on Facebook and request to join. We'd love to have you. Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never-ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. Have you ever been at a nonprofit event where the program starts late, the executive director is running around trying to fix problems, no one knows when the auction closes, and by the end of the night, you're not even sure how to donate? I see it all the time. And the interesting thing is, most of these issues aren't caused by a lack of effort. Nonprofits put an incredible amount of time and heart into their events. But there are a few common mistakes that can make an event feel chaotic instead of impactful. So today, I'm sharing the five biggest mistakes I see nonprofits make with their annual events and how to avoid them. Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader, and I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nonprofit Nook. I'm Wendy Kidd, and today we're talking about something I see all the time as an event planner attending nonprofit events. Annual fundraising events are a huge investment of time, energy, volunteers, and budget. They can also be one of the most powerful ways to connect people to your mission. But after planning events for more than 20 years, I see the same mistakes over and over again. And the truth is, most of them are completely fixable once you know what to look for. So today I want to walk through five of the biggest mistakes nonprofits make with their annual events and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, no branding at the event. I feel like I see this all the time, and it may not feel big to you when there's no branding at the event, but it can be a big miss. I don't just mean a logo on the invitation. I mean when you walk into the event space, nothing clearly identifies what the event is or who it benefits. There's no signage, there's no logo on screens, there's nothing on the stage, and nothing on the photo backdrop. And this creates a few big problems. First, new attendees who've never been to the event before may not even know what organization they're supporting. I know that sounds crazy, but how many times have you seen those who bought a table invite friends, and those friends may or may not even know what they've been invited to? As the event planner, I'm the one who usually fields their questions at arrival. Trust me, they are lost. Second, when people take photos and post them on social media, there's nothing in those photos that connects back to your organization. You're missing a huge visibility opportunity. We all focus on creating backdrops for photos now, but if your org's name or logo isn't on it in a way that's visible no matter how the picture is being taken, it's a miss. And third, it makes the event feel disconnected from the mission. So many times I've been sitting at an event listening to a tear-jerking story, but when I look around, I have no way of connecting it to the mission of the org because that's just not clear. And listen, branding doesn't have to be expensive. It just needs to be intentional. It can be simple things like a branded photo backdrop or slides on the screens before the program begins, little table signage with your logo, or even a welcome sign at the entrance. I mean, I've seen something as simple as logos printed on stickers that are added to the vases at the tables. When people walk into the room or take photos, it should be immediately clear. This event supports this organization and this is its mission. The next thing I see a lot is no clear event timeline. So that's mistake number two. I've seen events where no one knows when dinner's being served, or the speakers aren't ready when they're supposed to go on stage, which is usually embarrassing because now we're hunting somebody down in the crowd. I've seen silent auctions close randomly, or just everything starts late. When that happens, the event starts to feel chaotic, and guests can feel that. A great event should flow naturally, with guests able to intuit when they are supposed to do what. It should be clear when something important is happening and who is involved. A simple run-of-show timeline can fix most of this. Your timeline should include things like guest arrival, welcome remarks, dinner service, your mission moment, when the auction is closing, fundraising asks, and when the program ends. And everyone involved, and I do mean everyone, staff, volunteers, vendors, speakers, anyone involved should understand the plan. When the evening flows smoothly, the event feels polished and professional, and your guests stay engaged. Keeping your guests engaged means keeping them happy. And that's how you have a successful event. So, speaking of timeline, that leads me to mistake number three, expecting the executive director to run the event. Typically, not only does the executive director plan the event, they are expected to manage it that day. They're expected to make sure the program runs on time, handle any issues that pop up, manage the volunteers, check in on the check-in, coordinate the auction, and basically make sure everything stays on schedule. At the same time, they're also expected to build relationships with the people in the room. And that's simply not realistic. The executive director is often the person everyone wants to talk to. They need to be thanking the donors, meeting new supporters, talking with the sponsors, and building relationships that lead to the future gifts that your organization needs. They cannot do that if they're also trying to run the entire event. Every event needs someone whose job is to manage the evening. That person should know the timeline, understand the event plan, have the authority to make decisions, and communicate with the executive director when they're needed. For example, instead of the executive director watching the clock, someone simply walks up and says, "You're on stage in 2 minutes." That allows the executive director to focus on what only they can do, building relationships and representing the mission. This person could be a board member, a staff member who's well looped into the plan, or a professional event planner. Now, you know I'm always going to recommend a good event planner, not just because I am one, though. A professional event planner can handle all of this from behind the scenes. They free up all of your key people so that they can help the ED with building those relationships. They can greet guests and spend time with them instead of worrying if it's time to shut down the auction and how to get the winners their items. That's the event planner's job. Even if you do not use an event planner, make sure you choose someone with the knowledge and authority to make it all happen. You'll love it, I promise. So, mistake number four. No easy way to donate at the event. This is one of the biggest missed opportunities I see. Many nonprofits host a big annual event where the only way to give is buying a ticket or participating in the silent auction. But think about this. You have a room full of people who just heard your mission your stories, and the impact that you're making. They're emotionally connected in that moment. But if they want to give, there's no easy way to do it. There should always be a simple, visible way for people to donate during the event. This could include QR codes on the tables, donation signage around the room, a giving link on the screens, or a text to give option. When giving is easy and accessible, more people will participate. If they can just pick up their phone and make a donation while they're sitting there, it's a huge win. You can even set a fundraising goal for the evening and announce updates as big donations come in if you'd like. And it doesn't replace your auction or your raffles. It simply adds another opportunity for support. And finally, mistake number 5, focusing more on the event than the mission. Nonprofits spend months planning the decorations, the menu, and the entertainment, but very little time planning how they will communicate their impact. Your event is not just a party. It's an opportunity to remind people why your organization exists, who you serve, and what their support makes possible. One strong mission moment can be more powerful than the most elaborate decor. That might be a client's story, a short video, a testimonial, or even just a program highlight. People give when they feel connected to the impact. Your event should make that connection clear. So, keep these 5 mistakes in mind. And if your nonprofit hosts an annual event, remember, your event should do more than entertain people. It should connect people to your mission, make giving easy, and build relationships with supporters. When you avoid these common mistakes, your event becomes more than a fundraiser. It becomes a powerful opportunity to grow your impact. Thanks for joining me today on the Nonprofit Nook. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found it helpful, please feel free to share it with a nonprofit leader or event committee who is planning their next fundraiser. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time.